Transfiguration happens at the beginning of the 17th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. And I point that out just because that's the moment now when Jesus simply says, I am going to head to Jerusalem. He has been resolutely determined to go to his death. This is the beginning where it all happens. And in order, though, knowing that the cross, that his crucifixion is going to be such a scandal to his followers, that they're going to have a difficult time with it, it's going to be a period of desolation. He wants to first console them, as if to say, you know what, everything is going to be okay. Keep your eyes fixed on my glory that I am going to show you upon this mountain. You see, the consolations then that Jesus is offering is to strengthen them for the scandal of the cross. That is why his glory, his divinity is seen. He is then the fulfillment of the Old Testament, which is why Moses and Elijah are present. Moses representing the law and Elijah the prophets. But even more so of the consolation is Jesus showing forth his relationship with the Father, his identity as the beloved Son, so that no matter what's going to happen to Jesus in the future, his sonship, his relationship with the Father will always remain the same. His identity can never be changed. He will always have his glory that the Father has bestowed upon him. You see, this consolation was so amazing, though. That's why Peter says, you know what, let's build three tents. He wants to stay longer. He wants to be able to soak this in more and more. And who doesn't want to soak it in more and more? Any type of consolation. I mean, it's sort of like having ice cream. Who doesn't want a second scoop? Or a third or a fourth, if we can have it? You know, because it's the consolation that it brings. So even more so, though, is the spirituality of the consolation that God is giving here to Peter, James, and John. Peter wants more. So it's understandable why he will say to have a tent. But the thing is, we must understand, God gives us the perfect amount of consolation that we need. Nothing too less, nothing too more. Sort of like ice cream. I would love to have four or five scoops when I was a kid. My mom knew the perfect amount was one scoop. Keeping it always simple. But giving me enough of what I need. So too does the Heavenly Father and Jesus offer a consolation to strengthen us, to strengthen his apostles for any coming desolation. And my brothers and sisters then, how does this tie into us? Why is then the transfiguration so important as we're beginning just these few, roughly now 10 days of Lent? Why would the church look to this? It's to console us. We still have another 30 more days to go. We're still going to have a journey here of what we're offering up, of our extra prayers, our fasting, our almsgiving. And if you're like me at times, it's getting a little difficult. It's getting to be a struggle. And I need the consolation. I need the help of God. Which is why St. Paul will say to Timothy, bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. You see, God doesn't want you to bear the hardship all by yourself. That's why he offers the consolations. That's why he gives the transfiguration to James and Peter and John. He is seeking to strengthen them. He is seeking to strengthen us so that we may bear the hardships for the gospel, that we may continue in this Lenten season to open up our hearts to receive the abundant love of God, to enter into a deeper relationship with Him, to hear His gracious words of saying, "Come to me, come closer, for I want to show you the depths of my love." Now, where is then our own transfiguration? Where do we see God consoling us? Well, it's in the understanding that the transfiguration happens. It says, when 6 days were over, Jesus took Peter, James, and John up the mountain. That is, it's now the seventh day. It's the Lord's day. It's the Mass. You see, He's taking him up the mountain, which is where the altar is. We gather here at this Mass, and God is now taking us Himself to His mountain, the altar, to where we will be present with Him. And so is Moses and Elijah. When we read the Old Testament reading, when we proclaimed and sung the responsorial psalm. You see, this is meant to be the consolation for us, that we may see how Christ has fulfilled the Old Testament, how Christ in His glory is being shown to us. The voice of the Father, that is His good news of sending His Son, is the reading of the gospel. The cloud that came and cast a shadow over them is the Holy Spirit that fills the church. You see, we are present right upon this mountain as well. The Lord is wanting to console us as He becomes present in the Eucharist, as He shows forth His glory, as He becomes our food, so that He may touch you and me as He did Peter, James, and John, and says, "Rise. Do not fear any type of tribulation that will come to you this week. Do not fear any distress or anxiety that you may have well up within you. Do not fear any hardship, for I am with you. I am here to strengthen you." That's the gift of the Eucharist. That is how Jesus is present with us. And so, my brothers and sisters, this is the great consolation that you and I get to receive, so that when we leave from here, as we go down the mountain, we go with Jesus. And He who has consoled us in the Mass, He who has given us Himself and His grace, we may know that whatever we face this week, we face with Jesus. With that strength that comes from God, we are able to bear whatever may come for the sake of the gospel. We may remain faithful on our way to His heavenly place of glory. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.